So, if you ever walked into work and found everyone talking about something you hadn't heard of, never fear. The Most is here. Every day we give the most emailed, most blogged, most searched stories on the web. We give them to you so that you'll never feel out of the loop. Okay, let's get it going. Most music has started. I'm still alone in the studio, so I'm assuming everyone's talking to me on microphones today. Trish McKinney in the studio, what you got?
I have one of the most emailed and most viewed stories at MSNBC.com today. The headline, School Backs Off Skittles Suspension. This is actually something I've been monitoring because, you always have those stories of like kids getting way overpunished for, minor transgressions. So this one is about an eighth grade honors student who was suspended from school for a day, barred from going to an honors dinner, and he was stripped of his title as class vice president after he was caught with contraband candy in school. This school in Connecticut has banned the sale of candy on campus, and this kid apparently bought a bag of Skittles from another classmate and got caught, and so they...
That's against the rules?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. A lot of schools don't want candy in their, candy sales, but so there must have been this healthy underground trade in Skittles. Anyway, this guy got caught, but his parents complained, and so he's going to be reinstated, and his record will be expunged.
Oh, phew. Good for you, kid. Ian.
Hey. This is a pretty serious story I've been following really closely from the Rocky Mountain News.
Okay.
We talked about it last week on the show. A woman dyed her dog
pink. I like that you have
pink.
Your serious voice on,
yeah.
By the way, right
Do
now.
Do I sound like a reporter? I'm really trying here.
Okay, I interrupted you. Go ahead.
This woman dyed her dog pink using organic beet juice, she said, to raise breast cancer awareness. She ended up getting a $1,000 ticket from Boulder animal control officers. An old law meant to keep people from dyeing their chicks and bunnies at Easter because dye is harmful. Turns out the story is not so straightforward. Allegations that she actually used hair dye that she used on her her customers.
What?
At the salon
so
where
not
she
beet
works.
Juice.
It may not be beet juice. It may not be organic beet juice.
I was waiting for someone to do that. Thank you, Trisha.
The trial is going to happen. She's protesting the fine. That trial's been delayed so she can get a lawyer. One employee said, "I've never heard her talk about breast cancer awareness when people ask her about her dog." This, she denies these allegations. She claims to be, a breast cancer awareness advocate, and that her dog is pink for that reason and that reason alone. But we're gonna keep following this.
Totally.
Don't
My
worry.
Brother lives in Boulder. I'm gonna call him up and ask him what's the react on the ground. Their protests. Okay, Miss Caitlin Kenny.
I have one of the most emails here from Yahoo News. Now, fans of One Life to Live will probably recognize this music. There we go.
Songs sound the same.
Yeah,
to me.
Well, apparently this one's gonna get jazzed up. Snoop Dogg is gonna help remix the One Life to Live theme song. He's making a special visit to Landview, which is where the fictional town that the show is based in. He's gonna have an appearance and perform some songs from his new album, and while he's there, he's gonna help them remix this theme. I have to say, I've been a fan of the show since a child. My mom tapes it every single day.
So when you
day.
Hear that, you get a little verklempt.
I do. I get a little nostalgic, but it has changed a bit since I've been a kid. So we'll see what happens when Snoop Dogg gets his hands on
okay.
it.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch then. Okay. I'm going to tell you about a story off of the BBC, so we know it's true, about a bear who's been convicted of stealing honey. I'm serious. Now it's got a criminal record. Apparently, this bear was in Macedonia, and it kept raiding this beekeeper's hives and kept stealing the honey. And finally, a very exasperated beekeeper, after a year of trying to protect his hives, he took it to the judge, basically. He took it to court, and the judge said, yeah, the bear stole your honey, and that's wrong. And because the animal has no owner and belonged to a protected species, bears are apparently protected in Europe, the court ordered the state to pay for the damage to the beehives, around $3,500. Meanwhile, the bear remains at large. Criminal bear. Hey, folks, that's your most. But it's not. We've got one more for you. It's currently the number one most emailed story on NPR.org. And it's entitled Taking Over the World One Sweater at a Time. It's about hip-hop sensation Leslie Hall. And there are a lot of things about Leslie that make her an unlikely hip-hop sensation. First, she's from Iowa. She's large. And she's famous for wearing thrift store sweaters that have been bedazzled half to death. And she doesn't just wear the sweaters. She also names them. Here's NPR's Alex Cohen with more.
And I'm about to give this sweater a name because it does not speak human. It speaks, I'm fabulous.
Leslie Hall's live performances include dancing, rapping, and sweater christening.
I shall name it your sweater! Peasant boy, riddle rapper, yes! Yes!
It was fate and a sweater that got Leslie Hall here to a club in L.A. packed with adoring fans. 9 years ago, Leslie was at a Goodwill store in her hometown of Ames, Iowa. She was looking for something special to wear to a high school dance when she discovered a gaudy, plus-sized, bedazzled blue sweater. It was love at first sight.
I was thinking to myself, I cannot believe someone with hands made this garment. Someone bought it and then gave it away to a thrift store. It was like Little Orphan Annie all over again in the form of blue beads and sequins.
From that moment on, Leslie made it a mission to buy every so-called gem sweater she could get her hands on. And there were a lot of them left over from the 80s and buried in the racks of thrift stores. Like fine works of art, Hall gave the sweaters fanciful names like Moonlight Gravy, Gypsy Leather, and Flowered Fortune Cookies. And she shared these sweaters with the world through the internet.
I was photographing myself in these sweaters, like these jeweled, embellished garments. People are fascinated with their courage to be beaded and sequiny and shiny in the nightlife.
In the early 2000s, Leslie Hall's gem sweater gallery was an instant internet hit, but that had some unintended consequences.
You have to pay more if people, your bandwidth goes up. So I was slammed with this huge bandwidth overage charge. It was like over $1,000. How the heck am I going to pay for this? And so I was like, okay, I'll put out a hip-hop album, sell CDs, get rich and famous, and then this bill will go away. So that's what I did. I just made some songs about style.
Well, I learn my rhythms and I learn my rhymes and I learn my beats are clapping every time. Ladies, would you braid my hair?
With help from the do-it-yourself music software called GarageBand, Leslie's produced three albums. The latest is titled Sowebrity. It's a nod to her online fame.
I'm just pretty honest with myself when I write my music. I talk about things I know. I talk about, hey, I'm from Iowa. Let's go to a party and dance.
This is how we go out in my town, we're down the windows, let Reba crack the bass.
I'll sing about, hey, I'm going to wear those stretchy pants because it makes my legs look thinner. You know, it allows me to move swiftly on the dance floor when I'm cuckoo-rotching up to a fella.
Okay, now about those stretchy gold pants. They cling to Leslie's 5'10", 200-pound body. Leslie's not shy about her size. Line the pan with Crisco when I dance this disco, as she proclaims on her MySpace page. Backstage before her show, Leslie Hall shakes her massive left arm gleefully.
And in our culture, in America, a lot of women freak out about being big. You seem pretty comfortable and confident with who you are.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I like to eat cookies and peanut butter cookies, you know, and I don't like to exercise that much. So this is, you know, this is what I got.
And Leslie's fans love it.
I'd like to sing a song now about my butt cheeks. So round, so ripe.
The audience at Leslie Hall's recent L.A. show was an eclectic mix of punk rockers, 20-something hipsters, and teenage girls. Girls dressed in outrageous gem sweaters and gold spandex pants, which is how the christening thing got started. During her shows, Leslie pulls audience members onto the stage and carefully inspects their attire.
Tell you what, this is a really pretty piece. Can I ask how many village markets did you seek in order to find this? How many did you go through?
It only took one.
Unbelievable.
Like a preacher testifying, Leslie forces one young lady down on her knees.
I shall nameth this sweater Keepsake Lovers Wrapped in a Blanket. Yes!
That was NPR's Alex Cohen, and if you go to that story on NPR.org, there are plenty of pictures of Leslie Hall in her various sweaters and gold lame. Check that out.